guess we'll have to call a roll. I guess Adrian is the secretary. She's on the driving.
Okay. So. Let me see. I think I might have.
Okay, so I'll call the roll. We have the executive director, Lydia. She said she couldn't make it. We have our CFO who said he couldn't make it for some engagement. Venetia Patel.
I'm here.
Wesley Bethune. Nancy Sorton.
Here.
Doreen Roberts.
Present.
Adriana Castaneve.
Here.
Michael Novick. Tony Norman is present. That should give us six. Okay.
This is Janet.
Janet Coburn, I forgot. Yes, Janet.
I'm present.
Okay, yeah, Janet Coburn, secretary. Okay, that should give us six individuals. We have quorum. You all should receive the draft agenda. Is there any amendments to that? No amendments? Okay, can we get a, can we adopt the agenda without objection? Is there any objection to this agenda?
Janet, point of information?
Yes.
Okay, so Adriana, I'm not sure if she's able to take the minutes. Can somebody else, you know, if not, can somebody else? Right. So can somebody else?
Does anyone want to volunteer to take the minutes? That's a good point.
I will.
Who is that?
Nancy.
Okay, Nancy. Thank you. Okay, we have the agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda? Agenda is adopted without objections. Janet, you sent the minutes out, correct?
Well, I sent a working document of the draft. Oh, the minutes. Yes, I sent the minutes for the June meeting. Yes.
Okay. Can we get a motion to adopt the June meeting minutes?
Janet, so moved.
Okay.
Is there any objection to the minutes? Okay, minutes approved without objection. First item we have on the agenda is we're going to discuss the PNB meeting for August the 4th. Now, Janet, our secretary sent out a rough draft. I don't know if everybody got that for the meeting, and if everybody has an opportunity to review that.
I'm sorry, you're talking about the draft for the next meeting?
Yes, Janet sent out a rough draft, but if we have any recommendations for the agenda, I know one of the discussion on the finances of the foundation. We have a finance committee report to do, and I think there's a couple of motions.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So what was on the July 7th agenda, PNB meeting agenda, were two fundraising motions from the Finance Committee. I don't know, and so that's those two were part of this working draft agenda that I sent to this committee. I'm not aware of any other motions from the NFC.
Well, I think that there might be a report out. They may have some motions out there pending. We'll check with Brian, but I think they will have a report and whatever motions they have.
Yeah, I think there are actually maybe four or five motions that the PNB has not taken up from the NFC. I don't remember whether the LSB fundraising motion, which I think is one of the two you're referencing, yeah?
Janet?
One of the two that you're referencing.
Janet?
Well, there are two in the working agenda that I had sent, and one of them has to do with recommending the PNB direct all local station boards and board members to immediately undertake fundraising efforts as follows. One, seeking sustaining memberships without premiums. So that's the first motion. The second one is the same thing, but seeking people who might provide no interest loans to the foundation to finance a fundraising mailing by the by the national office. So if there are any other motions that were approved by the NFC that are that the NFC has voted to have the PNB consider, please, you know, somehow I have to see them or be sent to them so I can include them in the agenda for August 4th.
Okay. I also see here you have something for the report on the coordinating committee in reference to the bylaws. What amendments? Was that an announcement, or what were you referring to, Janet?
Yes, so that was a recommendation. You know, I just included it in the working agenda, but the deadline for the local station boards or the delegate assemblies or to vote on the three proposed bylaws amendments will be July 31st. So there should be, you know, I have the results from maybe all of the stations. And so I think that that the public should know what the results were. So it would be an announcement, basically.
Can you tell us what the results were? Because I don't know what the results were.
I would prefer to wait until then.
I mean, Janet, it's public information. I don't know what the big secret is.
Right, but, well, it's...
It's in past.
Yeah, but there are some issues, and I'm going to follow this up with something, but it's not done. It's not complete yet.
I don't want to prove it. I'm just asking what stations voted on what amendments were passed. That's a simple question.
I would prefer to wait until the August 4th meeting to.
But Janet, then you haven't.
I have not completed the final report.
You haven't looked at a coordinating committee, and we're discussing it in coordinating committee, so I would think if we
right, but this is what is going
to be. WBAI did not vote.
Right. This is an item that would be on the...
secret.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it at this meeting. That's not what this meeting is about. It's about an agenda. It's not about the agenda is, the content.
Said you're not going to say... Does anybody know what the results of the other station? I know at our station we voted for all the amendments at WPFW. And Serene, you said, I guess in New York that didn't happen?
New York did not vote on it. We needed 13 to pass it, and we didn't have 13.
Okay, what about Houston? Is Ms. Adams on? Patel? Benicia? I guess she's...
Oh, hey, sorry, I had trouble getting my phone unmuted.
Asking what happened with the bylaws in Houston. Do you know?
If I remember correctly, you passed them all except for one. Let me look through my notes real fast because I know I wrote it down somewhere.
This is Janet. I'm sorry. So what somebody thinks and what somebody's notes are one thing, but the formal report is a separate thing. And I'm sorry. I object to these. I think this or this. Whatever.
Well, you may object, Janet, but we tried to get from you as secretary how the vote went. We're not asking for a formal report. I think it's reasonable to ask what happened with the amendments at this point, since the coordinating committee is going to report out. Now, you're saying you don't want to do it until you finish a final report, which is fine. But you can't block us from discussing it to find out what happened.
This is Janet. May I?
Yes.
This committee can discuss whatever they think or whatever they think they know, but I don't think that's valuable. And, I mean, so what I will say is that KPFK did not vote on the amendments, the proposed amendments. There is an issue with KPFA, which I'm going to post to the PNB, that I don't know what to do with it. And as Serene said, WBAI did not vote, and the other two stations did vote. The other two stations did vote, and I have the results, but I'm not going to say them here today. They're going to be part of the final report, which I will publish before the August 4th meeting.
Nancy,
that's ridiculous.
That I think I was hearing Nancy. Yes.
Is this on our agenda to be discussed?
Well, it is now because we're discussing the meeting, and Janet proposed a draft agenda for us to we're discussing that
whether or not to put the bylaw result vote on the agenda.
That's right. And what she has it listed is that the coordinating committee is reporting out. And so that's what made it relevant for discussion. That's
not
the coordinating is reporting out what the results are. I would think the coordinating committee ought to know what it was. That was my point.
They don't have to know the results. It's premature. It's the issue is whether or not to put it on the agenda to report the official results.
Well, I don't have any problem with putting it on the agenda, but I thought maybe if we had some results, we could.
Then are we done with this? Can we move on to the next issue?
No, I think Miss she didn't finish Venetia. I think Venetia was saying something when she was cut off by Janet.
Our report out was that the first two amendments failed, and the only one that passed was the one correcting the affiliate's election date, and that's for KPFD.
Okay. Is there any other, if there's no further discussion on that item, we can move on. So we'll have that as a report out, what the official results are at the next PNB meeting on Thursday. Is there any other discussion on items for the agenda for Thursday?
What, other than the motions?
I mean, we have a finance committee report, which we would deal with the motions out of the finance committee. And then, then we have the executive director report and the CFO report. I see you have on here 10 minutes. We may want to give the CFO a little more time, at least 20 minutes, I would think. I would recommend.
There are some other things on this. Old business.
Yes.
Is this proposed agenda that Janet forwarded to us, is this going to be the agenda? We've got four things on old business.
Well, at this point, and let me just finish. That's what she's recommending. If you have something, Nancy, that you want to recommend, you can do that now, and we can discuss it. But she's just recommending that as a rough draft of the agenda.
So what I'm saying is, is this going to become the draft of the agenda if we don't do anything else?
If we approve it tonight, yes, it will be.
Okay. Thank you.
It's 9 o'clock.
Anyone else who want to discuss about the proposed agenda for Thursday?
I'm sorry. This is Jerry. I'm a bit at a disadvantage because I don't have access to what was sent out this afternoon. But I know that I had two motions, not including the DAI letter. Is that still on the agenda?
Janet, may I respond?
Yes, Janet.
So, Zareen, I did include the formal response to the WBAI LSD as the first item under old business, which is the first thing after the IED and CFO reports. And then I added at the to the new business motion regarding KPFK's advanced central services payments that you had requested.
And there was a letter. There's a motion. I think it might have been June on paying PRA first. You know, making sure the stations are paying central services to PRA first in each month before they pay the national office.
That I'm not aware of specifically. I mean, if you can find it and forward it, I can just add it. But is that your motion or is that an NFC motion? Or?
Well, at this point...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it is. It's the second one in new business, paying PRA. Yes, it's there.
Okay, thank you.
Point of question under new business. What is the motion to rescind the PMB secretary motion?
I think that's Serene's motion. Serene.
That's a motion. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Can I respond?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a motion that. Okay. Is that on this committee's motion or is that on the PMB agenda for Thursday?
PMB agenda.
Okay, good. Thanks. This committee had approved a motion to pay for someone to prepare PMB minutes. And I think that, you know, it should first be, we should try to get a volunteer to do it. And I don't just mean, you know, a volunteer base in Berkeley because the meetings are streamed. They're available elsewhere. And we could
this
also...
Is Janet, point of order.
I'm sorry.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yes, so this meeting is not to discuss the merits or whatever of the motions or whatever, what's on the agenda as old business, new business. So the motion to rescind is carried over. This was something that had been on the July 7th agenda, and it's been carried over. So I'm not sure why the merits should be discussed.
Well, I don't think she was getting it. Nancy asked the question what it was about.
I'm just asking.
Serene was responding to it and giving her what it is. So I don't think that's out of order. So, Serene, did you finish?
Nancy, do you remember it now?
Yeah, so Serene had a motion to get some help, and I believe it passed.
No, Janet had a motion.
And then it passed, right?
Right.
And this is to take that back? To cancel
this
it?
This is to rescind a motion paying someone to do something when we have staff that have had their hours reduced. We should offer it to them first.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So it's a motion was a PND
coordinating committee motion, not my motion. I brought it to the coordinating committee, which then approved it, and then it was on the PNB agenda, and it got approved by the PNB a coordinating committee motion, not my motion.
Right. So, is this like to replace that motion with a new motion? Is that what this is? It's like an alternative way to get Janet help?
Get it done.
Sorry?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. So it's to take away her help, but it's to try to give work, paid work, to the people whose hours may be reduced first before you hire.
Those hours have been reduced. I mean, maybe none of them want it, you know?
Yeah. But to try that. Okay. Yeah. I see. I understand. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion on proposed agenda items? I don't know if we need a closed session. I hadn't heard from Lydia. I'll check with Lydia or Sam if there's anything we need to discuss, any business we have to do in closed session. I guess we should know by tomorrow. I'll send something out and speak with them. But I can't think of any closed session business we have to do tomorrow. Excuse me, next week. But Janet, did Lydia mention anything about any closed session items for Thursday, next Thursday?
This is Janet. Not as far as I know, but I have something else that I wanted to raise.
Okay, yes. What's that, Janet?
Not related to a closed session.
Okay, so, well, like I said...
Still having to do with... Yeah.
I'll wait until we hear from either Lydia or Sam if there's any business we have to do in closed session. Hopefully I'll hear something by tomorrow so we can notice it. But, okay, yes, Janet.
Well, okay, so assuming that we all agree to this working draft agenda, that it will become the draft agenda that will include the report on the results of the bylaws amendments for the first ballot. So I'm wondering when there would be the timeline for the second ballot, if we have a second ballot. It's not required, but in any case, I'm wondering about that. I'm bringing that up. And the governance committee, what usually happens is the governance committee comes up with a timeline and presents it to the PNB, and the governance committee, I think, meets on August 2nd. So before next Thursday's PNB meeting, and I'm wondering whether the second ballot timeline is going to be considered for those of you who are on that committee.
This is Serene, Tony.
Yes, Serene.
So I had actually planned to bring it up at the governance committee, which met last week. I forget which day. Anyway, there was all kinds of weirdness. The number wasn't working and then we, after, gosh, I think more than half an hour, some people ended up using another code to get in and had something of a meeting. But by the time I got onto the call, they were, they were literally saying goodbye. So I did not bring the motion then, but I do intend to distribute it. In fact, I intend to distribute it to the PNB as well, because we're not going to have a whole lot of prep time. If the aim would be, well, I understand the requirement is that the same year's board as handles the proposal must handle the voting, which means we really need to vote by November, right? Because although boards can have more than one meeting in December, you know, it always gets crazy and crowded towards the end of the year. So we should, and, you know, newly elected boards
newly formulated boards would be meeting in December, so we need to vote by November. We don't have a lot of time. I would think that we need to have a record date of, I think it's April 8th or something. Don't hold me to that. I don't have the dates in
front. Not April.
I don't mean April. August. The other A month, August. But I'll send it to both the governance and PMB probably tomorrow.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So if there is a proposal that I would assume that would be also added to the August 4th agenda, PNB agenda.
Yes,
that was the context in which we were having this discussion.
Right.
Okay, any further discussion on that?
It sounds like a good idea to have it on the agenda, at least a report from the governance committee, whether or not they've come up with a timeline.
I would actually like to make a slightly different suggestion. I would ask that we make it a special order of business before getting into anything beyond what do we do? You know, the timekeeper, the procedural stuff, the timekeeper, and
stop doing that.
That's a long number. Anyway, I think it should be a special point of order because, as I said, I think we're going to have a notice date that is fairly early in August. So we want to make sure that we get to that and get it out of the way. So I'm proposing that we put it on the agenda immediately after the appointment of the timekeepers. I'm sorry, and again, I don't have access to the draft that was sent out this afternoon, so I don't know exactly what the order is.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So I would recommend rather than there being a special order of business, we still don't know what might or might not happen with this, so I would support what Nancy was saying, that having it as a report from the governance committee as
yes,
part of that same, so we have the coordinating committee report about the bylaws, the first ballot results. And then we also have the Finance Committee, the two or more motions from the Finance Committee, and then we also have Governance Committee report, which would be maybe third or maybe second.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. So if I remember correctly, agendas are generally the call to order, the identification of the two timekeepers, and what is next, if that order is correct, what is next on the agenda? The draft of the draft.
Excused absences.
What happened?
Excused absences and then agenda approval.
Okay, so I would like to put it on as a special point of, what's the term? A point of order, not point of order, what the heck is it? Anyway, at a special
item.
You mean
time certain?
Time certain, yeah. As a special order of business, I think it is. What's the expression, people? Anyway, that thing that gets what I want is what I'm asking for. That we deal with it immediately after the excused absences and before we get into agenda approval. One of two things will happen. Either we will be able to deal with it on governance on whatever day we're meeting, in which case it'll come from the governance committee, and if not, then it'll come from me. But at any rate,
Where I'm saying, however it gets there, if it's going to be accomplished this year, it has to be addressed at this meeting, and there's only one way to guarantee that we get to it, and it's before we get into all the other things, which are going to be far more time-consuming. And that's my recommendation. I can make it a motion if necessary.
Yeah.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
I kind of agree with Sreen about making sure that we get to it, because amending the bylaws is something that's been crucial to fixing things. But I think that if it's going to be a special order of business, it should be right after the committee agenda items, before the IED and CFO reports.
Tony?
Yes.
I think someone else was trying to get on the staff, so I'll wait. I thought I heard another voice just now. Was someone else?
Was there someone else wanted to speak?
Okay, then may I speak?
Let me say, when is the next governing committee again? Do you know?
I'm not looking at the calendar. Janet just said the 6th, I'm assuming, the 2nd, I'm assuming she actually checked.
Okay.
My only recommendation is
moving forward on something like that before the governance committee review it or have recommendation on it. But that's my personal reservation. I think something like that, we ought to at least have the committee to take a crack at it to come up with a timeline to work on.
May I speak on it after Nancy? I'm here, Nancy.
Nancy,
yes. I want to be on the deck.
Yeah, Nancy and then Sreen.
I agree with Sreen putting it before agenda approval. It's just a, it needs to get done. It needs to get out there ASAP. If you're talking about having it early August, well, the meeting is already August 4th. That would only give a few days notice. That's crazy to delay it, if. I'd hope that the recommended date would be later than August 8th. But I think if a reasonable timeline is proposed, it seems like the time to have a vote on it would be before we get into other time-wasting issues.
Janet, may I just clarify?
Otherwise, we're going to be debating when to discuss that, and that'll take up even more time.
We have Sreen, and then we'll have Janet.
Okay, the fact that we have just spent 10 or maybe more minutes discussing where to place it on the agenda is precisely why I want us to deal with it before we get into agenda approval. There's a 45-day notice period and up to 60 days during which the LSBs will have time to vote. We don't have very much time. And we don't have time to spend time arguing about where we're going to put it on that agenda. There's already going to be an argument about the agenda. We're arguing now about where to put it then, so we don't have to argue about it. My God, just put it on as soon as possible after all the procedural stuff is done and before agenda approval. Because we've been to these meetings before. We know how it goes.
No, we can't do it before agenda approval. We got to approve the agenda first. It has to be on the agenda.
We can have it.
Janet, I'm next on the staff.
We don't have to
Tony, point of order.
Janet, we got you next. We'll let Sreen finish.
Why is Sreen responding to you?
That was my mistake. I interrupted her. She was at the floor. Shereen?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, it's not like it's a new experience. If we want something done, and it has to be done, if we determine something has to happen, it has to happen before we get into the regular flow of the meeting, if you can call that thing a flow. We've been here before. Why do we do this?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, so one, I agree, Tony, that it cannot be done before agenda approval, but I'm fine with it being a special order of business, the first item after agenda approval.
Amen.
And so let's get clear on will you have a proposed timeline, or the item on the agenda is to set a timeline? What exactly would be the item on the agenda?
And who are you asking?
I'm asking Shereen.
Did you have a proposal, Janet?
No.
Oh, then he's probably asking the person who said they had a proposal.
I do. I think I had a proposed, I don't know if I proposed this, I think I did, but that it just be discussion of it be put on there, or just setting the timeline be put on there if it's, you know, setting the timeline for the bylaw.
I'm simply asking if we're going to do it, there should be a proposed timeline. Otherwise,
I have a proposed timeline. I just explained why I didn't get to do it on governance when that meeting went awry last week. And I said that tomorrow I will send the timeline out to both the governance committee and the PNB because it's a tight timeline, and it certainly makes sense for people to know what is being considered instead of waiting until 2 days before the PNB meeting and then waiting for the PNB meeting for directors to start getting their stuff together.
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet.
So the special order, I'm assuming that we will agree that we will have a special order of business addressing the timeline for the second ballot of the bylaws amendment process. But my question has to do with, will it be a timeline presented by Shereen or by, you know, by whom? The timeline would be, this would be a motion by Director Roberts. Is that what we're talking about?
Can I respond?
But quickly, yeah, I would hope that the governance committee would have something. If not, then I think Shereen is proposing something. But yes, Shereen.
Aside from the fact that the member just asked the same question twice, I mean, like 1-2 seconds after the other, I answered this question before. I said I have a timeline. If we get to it in governance, fine. If not, I will bring it on my own. I said that like 10 minutes ago. We need to do it. If we can get through governance, if we meet, if we actually have a meeting, if we actually get to it, great. I don't care whose name is on it. I just want it done.
Okay, Janet, does that answer your question?
Okay, so what I would call it is special order of business, setting the timeline for the second ballot of bylaws amendment process. How's that?
Okay.
And also, how much time? My question.
15 minutes should be fine.
15? 1-5?
Yes, 15. That's the proposal. Okay, any further discussion on that? Do we have any objections to doing that? Okay. So, any other discussion on the agenda for the meeting Thursday? Okay, well, we have a draft for this Thursday.
One moment, Janet.
Question.
Janet.
Who was that that had a question?
Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so earlier in the meeting you mentioned something about the time for the finance discussion. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
Okay, and that's separate from the CFO thing? Or is that part of?
No, we have, when I brought it up, I was doing it in reference to the Finance Committee report and the motions that they have. I didn't bring it up in any other.
Okay. I think there are about 5 Finance Committee motions. How much time did we allow?
Let me look.
10 minutes, 5 minutes each motion, each of 2 motions.
May I get on the stack on this issue then?
Yes, Serene.
There's no such thing as a 5-minute motion. I mean, nothing happens in 5 minutes. And I thought the standard was 10 minutes for things unless otherwise arranged. When did that change to 5?
We didn't really have a standard on motions. I mean, since there might be 4 motions, I don't think it's unreasonable to have 5. They can always change the time period. I don't think it's unreasonable to have 5 minutes if there's going to be 4 or 5 motions presented. Did you have any other motions you were going to add to that, Serene?
No, I just think that finance-related things are going to require more time. But, you know, we can wait and see what comes up at the time. I do think that 10 minutes for 2 motions is not reasonable. I don't think this board has ever done anything in 5 minutes.
But what Janet was, I think there might be more than 2 motions out of the Finance Committee, though.
Janet, may I say something?
Yes, Janet.
Just that when a time is set for a particular item, that time can always be extended during the meeting.
Yes, these are just, that's correct. These are just guidelines that can be changed if we feel that more time needed to be added or can be added to it. Okay. Any other discussions on the agenda? Okay, if there's no further discussion, that concludes our meeting. Thank you all for your service.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Oh, Janet, one more thing.
Yes.
So, Tony, you had said for Thursday's meeting, you mean Thursday, August 4th.
That's right, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.